Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about prioritizing your life? I bet we all have thought about that at one time or another. Would you like to learn more about the keys to balance, unlocking the secrets to balancing your life? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know how working women can take a time out and not feel guilty? That's a tough thing to do, believe me. Can you imagine trying to be a superwoman? Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I can imagine it. I think we all can imagine it. Tell me, do you know how to avoid the superwoman syndrome? Oh, yeah, that's something we all need to hear about. When was the last time you heard about setting boundaries for your work life and for your personal life? Boundaries, that's a big word out there today. Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be sharing with you my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with informative and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page of blogtalkradio.com today. We are featured as a live show. I'm honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 1 million wonderful listeners. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed in 2012. So thank you to all of you people who follow me on LinkedIn and view me. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She has an MBA and works with career women who feel overwhelmed with their responsibilities, who want to be more productive and effective in their work and still have a life outside of work. As a keynote speaker, workshop presenter, author, and life coach, she specializes in work-life issues including life balance, stress, and time management. She is the author of Connecting with Success, Finding Your Purpose and Passion in Life, and Passport to Priorities, Your Road Map to Balanced Living, that just came out last July. Her work has been featured in numerous publications, including Business Week, The Executive, and The Wall Street Journal Online, among others. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Kathleen Barton. Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay,
glad to be here.
I'm happy to have you. I've been looking forward to your visit. Passport to Priorities. I love that title. That's a fantastic killer title. How did you come up with that?
Well, you know, one of the things I love to do is travel. And so I thought I would go with a travel theme for my book. And thus the title, Passport to Priorities, Your Roadmap to Balanced Living.
And so life balance. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the workforce, and what prompted you to take this direction, helping other women to prioritize their lives?
Well, I work with career women who feel overwhelmed with their responsibilities and want to be more productive and effective in their work and still have a life outside of work. I do this through speaking, training, and coaching. And I've been doing this for, past 11 years. And then on a personal note, I am married. I have two grown children now who are 23 and 18. And I'll tell you that my interest in life balance began many years ago. In fact, it was over 20 years ago. I realized that my life was totally out of balance. I was working full-time at HP in the Silicon Valley. I was going to school to get my MBA and married. Thank goodness it was before kids. That was my whole life. I spent my whole life working, studying, and going to school. I didn't have time for anything else. I didn't have time for my husband, much less myself. And it was affecting my marriage. My husband finally put his foot down. He said, Kathleen, this is not my idea of a marriage. You are so busy, and we never see each other. Something has got to change, or this is not going to work. And I tell you, that hit me like a ton of bricks. And I realized the insanity of it all. And I was so caught up in the rat race and getting ahead in my career that I had totally lost sight of my true priorities. And so that was my wake-up call. And I realized that I needed to make some changes in my life. And so I made some changes to bring better balance into my life, which really changed my life for the better. Mm-hmm. And now I am passionate about helping other women achieve better balance in their life.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see that. That would be the straw that would break the camel's back when your husband tells you things have got to change. So what did you start off by doing to make some changes in your life, and how did you reconnect with your husband?
Well,
I was just
first of all, I realized that I need to assess what were my true priorities. And so at the time, I realized that, you know, certainly my faith was important, but my marriage was important, and my health was important as well as my career. I realized that career was not the most important thing in my life. And so after getting that into perspective, I set some goals. And so I set a goal to get my MBA. I still had that goal to get my MBA, but while at the same time maintaining my marriage and my sanity. So my husband and I, we sat down and explored options and thought, well, wouldn't it be great if I could just quit work altogether and go to school full time? But we were homeowners in the Silicon Valley, and that was not financially feasible for us. But after taking a look at the budget, we realized that we could swing it if I worked part-time. So that became my goal, to get a part-time job. And in the meantime, I came across another woman named Mary Ellen who was also interested in working part-time. And so we put together our heads and put together a job share proposal, and we sold it to my boss. This was way back in 1987, when job sharing was not very common at that time, and it was approved. So I worked in the job share with Mary Ellen, so working part-time, and then went to graduate school. And then I was able to manage that and have time for my husband. The other thing that I did, which I would recommend to every working woman, is I hired a housekeeper. And so that freed up my time on the weekend so my husband and I could do some fun things together rather than spending the whole weekend cleaning.
Oh, my gosh, that's the
best. That worked for me to be able to rearrange my life so that I can accomplish those goals.
Well, that's such great advice. So many women out there are trying, as we will talk about in the next segment, being superwoman, you know, doing the work, doing the house, doing the cooking, doing the shopping, raising the kids. It's total, total insanity. When we come back with Kathleen, we're going to talk about her website and how you can get her books. And also, she's going to share some of the keys to balance with all of us. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Kathleen Barton. And Kathleen, could you share your website information with my listeners and tell them how they can find your books?
Great. All right. Well, you can get my book on my website, which is yourlifebalancecoach.com. So that's www.yourlifebalancecoach.com. And it's also available on Amazon.com as well.
Okay. And is your books in Kindle form?
Yes. I do have an e-book available.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. And also you mentioned that you were going to make a special offering to our listeners. Would you like to do that now?
Sure. Yes, I have a special offer for listeners. And that is I give a complimentary coaching consultation of 30 minutes, and that's actually to anyone who wants one. But then if you decide to utilize my services, I will give $100 off my regular monthly rate. So all you need to do is just mention January Jones, and I will give you that discount.
Oh, wonderful. So that's for all you gals and guys out there who are sitting there scratching your head and wondering how in the world you're ever going to prioritize your life. Kathleen, could you share some of the keys? I love the job share. I love the housekeeper. Those are great keys for success. What are some of the other ones?
Well, in my book, Passport to Priorities, I share three keys to balance. Uh-huh. And one is to take care of yourself. And I find that women especially don't do a very good job of this because we're so focused on taking care of others that we put ourselves last on the priority list.
Oh, yeah.
Another is to focus on the important. And if we don't know what's most important, then everything seems important, and then we're pulled in lots of different directions. We end up spinning our wheels and not necessarily accomplishing anything.
Right.
And then the third one is to say no to the unimportant. Here again, I think women especially have a hard time saying no because many of us are people pleasers and we want to be liked. So again, the three keys are to take care of yourself, focus on the important, and then say no to the unimportant.
Okay. And how can working women take time for herself, take care of herself, so to speak, without feeling guilty? I know this is a big problem for a lot of the gals out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would agree. That is a big challenge for a lot of women that I know because they're so focused on taking care of others at their own expense. But the reality is that we need to take care of ourselves in order to take care of others.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think of the airlines, and the airlines had it right. So if you think back to your last flight, at the beginning of each flight, they go through the safety spiel, and it goes something like this. They say, in the unlikely event of loss of cabin pressure, an oxygen mask will drop from the overhead compartment and place the mask over your face and mouth and then first. So mm-hmm. and then they go on to say, if you are traveling with an infant or small child, then place the mask over yourself first and then assist the other. So the whole idea is that we need to take care of ourselves in order to take care of others. We need to take care of ourselves in order to be the best that we can be in our various roles of wife and mother and businesswoman. And so once we realize how critically important this is, then we can make ourselves a priority without feeling guilty. Because we know it's not only for our own benefit, but it's for our family's benefit as well.
Should we have Bobby?
Absolutely. I love that analogy with the airline because everyone listens to that and that hits home. That's a very, very powerful example. Many women believe they need to be superwoman, and this syndrome is amazing. Best wife, mother, employee, friend, volunteer. It goes on and on and on. How can women avoid this superwoman syndrome?
Well, a couple things that I want to say. One is by realizing that we cannot do it all. And that's a fallacy that some of us grew up with. You can do it all. You can be it all. But where they don't tell us that it's not without sacrifices. There are trade-offs. It's a give and take. So you can't do it all and do it all well, because something's bound to fall through the cracks. So instead, focus on doing a few things well. And then also by realizing that we can't do it all perfectly. We have such high expectations for ourselves. We want to be the best mom, the best wife, best businesswoman. So not only and not only do it all, but do it all perfectly. But this kind of thinking really sets us up for failure, because nobody's perfect. So it's a matter of reframing your thinking and going for good enough. And so each woman needs to decide to define then what that means to you, good enough. So I can give you an example of that.
Sure.
When well, first of all, I like neat and tidy clean house. I just like clutter. And after becoming a mother for the first time, that totally upset my house, right? It totally upset my schedule, my house, everything, right? And I can remember when my daughter was just a little toddler, and I would be following her around the house picking up toys. And by the end of the day, I was exhausted. And I thought, well, this is going to drive me insane. Something's got to change here. And so I realized that I needed to reset my standards and to be able to learn to live with a little clutter. So I thought, well, if I could just contain this to one room, the family room, then I can be okay and I can live with that and live with the clutter. And so that's what worked for me.
You know, isn't it interesting when so many young people start their families, how your life does change and how your priorities, you know, they bring kids have a way of bringing you down. And you do have to see things in a better perspective and get realistic about it. What do you tell someone who wants to prioritize, but everything seems important, and they have a hard time deciding number one, two, three on their important levels?
Well, we can look at this at two levels. One is just on a daily basis, how do you prioritize?
Okay.
And I suggest prioritizing based upon importance and urgency.
Okay.
And then based upon that, the most important is prioritizing based on the scheme of A, B, and C. So A are the most important things. Those are the things that you must get done today, or there will be some type of negative consequence.
Okay.
So those are the A priorities. So if you don't get that, report to your manager by 5 o'clock this evening for his 8 a.m. customer meeting tomorrow morning. There'll be some negative consequences, and it's going to appear on your performance evaluation.
Okay.
And then the B priorities are those things that are important, but not necessarily urgent. And C priorities are the lesser important things.
Precipitation,
so that helps on a daily basis. And I want to answer this question another way as well. mm-hmm. just by taking a larger perspective
yep.
on prioritizing. Many people really need to go back to their values and
yeah,
understand
sure.
what's most important.
Let me go to 90.
In my workshops, I have participants, in my workshops and my coaching sessions, I oftentimes have the participants or coaches do an exercise
no,
to prioritize their most important things in life.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they brainstorm, what are the most important things in life? You know, is it my career, my family, living with integrity, having creativity, my health, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So just brainstorming what's the most important
now,
thing. And then identifying what are the top five.
Isolated.
But I also have them go to that next level to prioritize what's number one, two, three, four, and five. And that's
mm-hmm.
a really, really tough part because they're
yeah.
all important.
Yeah.
So I actually put it into a life and death scenario, if you will, to have them imagine that they and their top five priorities are on this raft that is going down the river of life.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it flows smoothly. Other times you hit those rough spots and you hit those rapids, you know, as in life, we hit those rough spots.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And as you're rowing down this river of life, you see some rapids coming ahead. And so you brace yourself. And going through the rapids, then the raft hits up against a rock and it punctures it in a small hole. And you realize it's leaking. And as time goes on, you realize that water, you're taking on water. And you're concerned that you're going to make it to your destination. So you realize that you need to unload. You need to unload and lighten your raft. So you need to pick one of those five priorities to unload or throw overboard, so to speak. So then you pick, which one would you pick? Which one could you live without?
Oh, wow.
And then I continue on in that process
mm-hmm.
for, you know, with number five, four, three, two, and then ultimately number one. So
mm-hmm.
they go through this way of thinking. And you need to put it into that type of scenario.
Yeah. Oh,
which one of these could I live without?
So
and then when you get down to your most important priority, you may realize that is so important that I'd even be willing to die for it.
Oh, okay.
So that really helps people to get a solid foundation of their values and what's important to them. So then when they're faced with those important decisions, it actually makes it a little bit easier if they go back to their values and priorities.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like a very interesting exercise, and it probably could be a little bit painful.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
It could be, yes. mm-hmm.
Coming to terms with what's really 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that would be difficult for a lot of people. How? What do you tell a busy working woman, how does she make time for important relationships when she's so consumed with work and household responsibilities? How does she get to that time out in the day?
Well, it's a matter of planning and actually scheduling the time for those important relationships. Something that I do is on a weekly basis, I set goals in all areas of my life, not only for my business, but my roles as a wife, a mother, and a friend as well. And so this helps ensure that I focus on important relationships as well. So some examples of goals would be some having one-on-one time with my husband, or to call a friend and catch up with her, or to spend some family time together. And in fact, when my kids were growing up, we had family time every Sunday night that was reserved for family. So we come together, first have a family meeting, and that's an opportunity for any of us to share any issues that need to be resolved. We'd also go over the family calendar to see who was doing what, and that helped me to coordinate carpools for the coming week. And then afterward, we do something fun together. Like go out to dinner or ice cream, maybe watch a movie or stay in and play games. And then each week we took turns as to who got to choose that fun activity.
Okay.
And so the kids always look forward to it when it was their turn.
That's such great, great advice. Now, what about these professionals who bring work home? And, you know, now everyone's got their computer, their cell phones, their emails, and people tend to start working around the clock without realizing it. What do you tell them?
Oh, and that is easy to do nowadays because people are so connected. They can easily work 24/7. So it's a matter of setting boundaries. Boundaries not only with others, but with ourselves. So, for example, you might set a goal for yourself to turn off your electronic devices at a certain time each evening. And that may be different times for different people. But you have that, okay, fine, 7 p.m., I'm going to turn off all my electronic devices, and then that's time for family, and that's time for me. Because everyone needs that down time, that time to be unplugged and away from the office. Or if you accept business calls after hours, then you may need to reset expectations with your customers or clients. I think of Lilia. She's an insurance agent, and Lilia is a past client of mine. When she first started her insurance as an insurance agent, she was so gung-ho, and she really wanted to prove herself, so she pretty much bent over backwards for her customers and was available, you know, any time of the day or night. And then she realized that she had no life, and it was affecting her and her health. And so she realized she needed to make some changes. And so she went back and reset expectations with her customers and said that I'm not available after hours unless it's an emergency situation. And so now she has that time to herself and that downtime. And you know what? The customers can wait until 8 o'clock the next morning. I mean, it's not that important or that urgent.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we just have a few seconds here. Briefly, how does someone say no tactfully?
This is a tough one. As I said, a lot of women have a hard time saying no.
Yeah, they do.
So here are a couple strategies. Okay, one is what I call the sandwich approach, and that is to start with the positive, you decline, and then end on the positive note.
Okay.
So, for example, let's say that you're asked to be a part of a task force, whether that's for work or a community organization. And you might respond by saying, well, I'm really interested in that project and I'd like to help, but I tell you, you know, my plate is full right now. But keep me in mind when another opportunity comes up.
Perfect.
So it comes across sounding more positive, even though you're declining.
Kathleen, that is fantastic advice. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing your wonderful message. It's so important to prioritize. I look forward to having you back on the show many, many times.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
We will do this again. To my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. And be sure to catch our interviews with Constant Streaming. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and strategies for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Kathleen Barton. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
She's having an affair with a Pakistani heart surgeon?
Yeah, supposedly that's who she was really in love with.
Yeah.
But then I thought they said that she was engaged to Jody.
I think she was with going out with Jody to make this guy jealous.
So the soldier, the in-laws, the former in-laws of the former soldier, is the soldier dead?
Is it